The Affordable Care Act represents a big change for patients, doctors and insurers using the US healthcare system. Reactions to it range from outright rejection to ardent support. To help understand how people react to such a large change, we asked Valencia College psychology professor Judy Adelston.
Typically we respond to change as a source of threat, especially something that's as big as this. And when our brain perceives threat, very often we marshal our defenses to protect ourselves.
Adelston says we're constantly looking for balance. To help us wrap our heads around the big changes underway in healthcare, we broke it down into five areas: physicians, people and public perception, patients, policy and politics. We also created an online poll so listeners could rank those factors according to importance and share their opinions. Here are some submissions read by staffers at WMFE.
The system is broken. My family, like many others, is spending 20% of our income on health care. This is absolutely outrageous.
We need less government involvement, more competition between insurance companies, between states to drive down prices.
Healthcare reform is a good idea at heart, but is terrible for physicians, and especially physicians wishing to enter primary care.
A wide range of responses, but the rankings formed a pattern. Most listeners said patients were most important, followed by physicians, policy, people and public perception, with politics last overall. We also wondered if lawmakers, doctors and policy experts would rank the five P's differently. They didn't. Patients were still the priority, politics the least important. Comments submitted to WMFE show people agree the system needs reform, even if they don't agree on how to go about it. Ken Peach, the executive director of the Health Council of East Central Florida, a nonprofit advisory group, explains.
A lot of consumers that we talk to, you really see two things. One, you see it fully embraced where the Affordable Care Act is the best thing ever. It's going to cover everybody.
And at the other end of the spectrum are those who think the act is a form of government intrusion. Peach says he worries about the cost of administering the Affordable Care Act, and he thinks some people will also choose to pay a fine rather than get the mandatory coverage. Another question we had was whether people might change their mind about the Affordable Care Act after the November election. At an Ann Romney rally in Winter Park in late October, Barbara Neilan said she was worried about the cost of Obamacare. She says she still has concerns about the president's promises.
Health insurance hasn't gotten cheaper. He said it would get cheaper, but it's gone up.
Would you consider paying the fine rather than buying the insurance?
Absolutely.
Neilan hasn't been able to afford health insurance since the economy took a nosedive, and she hasn't changed her opinion about the law. Then there's Gloria Madeus, who I spoke to at a Michelle Obama rally on the eve of the election. Madeus now says although the new law isn't perfect, it's a good start, especially for the low-income and elderly like herself, and it's one reason she supported the president.
I believe if they had elected Romney, everybody would have been on the same page. Let's cut these programs. Let them, you know, fade away.
Judy Adelston has this advice for people worried about the new law.
I would urge them to talk to people if they can find them who know more of what it's about. Maybe when healthcare has changed in the past, you know, we can learn from history and see, wow, it hasn't been that horrible.
Adelston says people have to experience something firsthand to understand and perhaps lose their fear of it. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.